from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's your Friday, relax.
No.
You think? Oh, yeah, I'm really mad. Okay, here we go. Steve Kerr was asked by Willard and Dick. I got to tell you something. Good follow-up from Willard here. And I'm going to play it and then play another thing. Here you go.
Oh, I've been with Clay for 10 years, and these last few years have not been easy. You know, coming off those two major injuries, trying to battle back to become the player that he was. He's his own worst critic. You know, he's had a tough time. I think everybody has seen that from afar. And he and I have shared, you know, so many conversations over the last couple of years, just trying to help him through it. And I just think he's at a place now where he needed a change, just like people all over the world sometimes need a career change, a change of scenery. And it's as simple as that. So as sad as it is to see Clay go, I completely understand where he's coming from. And of course, wish him nothing but the best. I mean, what he did for me personally, but of course, for the team, the organization, the Bay Area, that'll never be forgotten.
Okay, so I listened to that yesterday live, and my first thought was, huh, yeah, he's pretty candid. And I really thought if it were me, I probably would have let it go there. You know what I mean?
If I would have just...
If you were Steve. No. Huh. If I were Willard or Dibbs, I might have gone in another direction. Because I remember thinking, huh, he's pretty... Oh, that's pretty candid.
I loved every part of that. That's why we love Kerr.
He's pretty candid, et cetera. But this is the part... The follow-up was the part where it really hit me.
The difference for me as Clay's coach is, you know, from 2014 to 19 pre-injury, Clay was unflappable. You know, he rarely required much maintenance from me as a coach. He was just so happy playing and playing at a high level. And, you know, I would check in with him and he was always fine and loving life. And that changed after the two injuries. You know, he's struggled to try to get himself back to that level. And even though I think he played really well at times for us over the last few years and obviously helped us win a championship in 22, you look at the numbers, you know, even though this wasn't his best year, you know, he still averaged 18 points and shot, I think, 39% from three, something like that. So, you know, he's still a really high level player. It's just in his own mind, and I think in the minds of everyone watching, you know, he wasn't the same guy and as he was prior to the injuries, and Clay really struggled with that. And I think the stuff that went on organizationally, honestly, that I think that stuff is all sort of just a byproduct of the frustration with the injuries. And we were always, you know, in great stead with Clay in terms of our relationship and, you know, communicating how we felt about him. But you know, he, in the end, really needed this career change, and I think it's going to be good for him.
Damn. Bravo, man. Like, and he... And Clay told us that. How many times did Clay say he had numerous conversations with the coach? But if we all had honesty like that from Steve Kerr about the whole situation, Steiny, I had my fist balled, and I'm doing it again. My goodness, forget Willard. I mean, that was as honest as you could. He left no stone unturned. And he truly is happy that Clay's in, and he needed it. And Clay even told us he changed, Steiny, and things became more important, like he was fighting himself.
Well, I'm going to hold you to this. Okay. Yeah, if you ever ask me again, Steiny, why do you think Clay left? You have your answer. There's your answer.
All right,
like, that answer
but
there
still, I hear
took
you
from point A to point B.
But I'm still holding on to the there's some still stuff that I think could may have prevented that.
It was over the minute he came back from the injury. Like, it was 2 years. They said that Clay used to go be happy-go-lucky.
Oh, man. Come on now.
Changed after
and
the
injury. And it was
nobody
else's fault, man, but he's fighting everybody around him. But I'll say this. You give me $400,000, I bet that man would have signed as John Hancock
but
Clay.
But they couldn't because they knew he wasn't the same player.
Yeah.
Yet another indication of business is business, even if it involves Clay Thompson. Because here's what we found out also through this process. The Warriors won't sign you for sentimental reasons, because it's clear they should have, or I'm not sorry, not they should have, it's clear they could have just thrown him an extra 10 or 20, but that's not the way they did business. They did business like they thought they needed to do business. And like, if I were a Warrior fan, I'm telling you, I think that would just give me peace of mind.
And
just to know like, okay, there's really nothing that could be done.
And you know what?
It was the injuries.
And tell me if I'm on a Disney movie here, but before Steve Kerr is Clay Thompson's coach, he's friend and family first. I'm with you. I'm taking my foot off the pedal of, oh, this signal was sent. This meant that, Steiny, they almost wanted, the friend part of Steve Kerr almost wanted Clay to go somewhere else, get away from the memories.
Yep.
And again, like, that was an awesome answer. And, you know, now you got me backpedaling a little bit in regard to who's really mad. And Steph, I don't think he liked it. But at the end, I don't think Clay liked it. I don't think that was his preference, dipping out. But it is what it is.
But when you hear that, man,
I felt like I watched the whole movie. I watched the whole, before you got hurt, after hurt, Clay needed, he's in a good place, hopefully now.
Clay Thompson came back from an injury, and he knew at that point he wasn't the same player. And all he wanted to do, not all, but the biggest thing he wanted to do is get back to the player he was. And over the course of a year or two, he never did. And we all knew it.
We watched
it. And he knew it too.
Yeah.
And so I now totally get how he could not stay here. He could not stay here as a starter, and he could not stay here as somebody coming off the bench.
That's
not because I don't like him. That's it.
I agree.
They couldn't have put everybody through another year like that.
And he didn't need to do that to himself.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's why what hit me about that yesterday was that's why I thought they can be better next year. Because we've just been saying Draymond, 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 and I am not comparing Clay to Draymond. Two different people. But different situations can be going on at one time. And it's clear Clay was dealing with a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
And that had to be hard for everybody to even watch, too. I might score 40 points if I'm Curry and I'm knowing you're battling your fight, you know, that's been going on for years. You know what I'm like? You ever work with somebody who, as soon as they walk in, the mood just suck the positivity out the room? Like, Clay, his intent wasn't that. I come in smiling. Anyway, his intent wasn't that, but it was natural, Steiny. He was fighting a different battle. It wasn't the Nuggets that night. It wasn't the Spurs. It was his mortality, man.
Exactly.
And then I'm not a doctor,
But to sit there when you couldn't play and watch a young stud like Jordan Poole come in, not be your success. You know what I mean, Steiny?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This is kind of just like Durant. This thing was a fait accompli a long time ago. A long time ago.
Not a doctor.
And I'll tell you what, this is one of those
things. I'm mad at you a little bit.
This is one of those things that this is good for everybody.
That was this the closure I needed.
Win.
It wasn't visual, but it was I heard it, Steiny, and Steve Kerr to his credit. And you know what's so great about it? And some people are out there like, Steve might have said a little too much, which I don't believe. Klay told us the same thing. He had numerous conversations with Coach Kerr. Yeah, we know he didn't like to go to the bench. But he'll be better in Dallas, man. The monkey is off his back.
The fact that Kerr and Klay have relayed that they had multiple talks about all this shows that he was high maintenance.
Right.
And it showed Steve Kerr in a way that Klay was probably thinking more about himself than the concept of the team.
And can you blame him?
Which clearly they must have been talking about a lot.
I hear you.
Looked like somebody wanted to jump in there. No?
Well, it's only three of us.
No, I'm talking about
Carter.
Cameron in Antioch. World B3.
Oh, it's Cameron in Antioch. Hey, Cameron.
How y'all doing today?
Doing man.
How you doing today?
Doing well.
All right, quick question for you. Were y'all on Twitter when the game started yesterday in the first couple quarters?
Yes, I was.
Did you see how the whole NBA banded together and said how trash of a coach was Kerr? His stupid lineups that he's trying to bring from the Warriors to the USA Championship. Why is he running these three guard lineups? And first off, the shit is just crazy.
All right.
All
right. Well, I was going to let him go.
Well, so OG started. Yeah. Anthony Edwards, you would think start. But, Steiny, come on. You got Bron, Curry. The OGs are starting.
Oh, I thought this team was too good. Didn't need any coaching.
This is going to be a war. I didn't see that on Kerr. This always gets hated, man.
This is going to be a war in Paris.
Be careful with that word.
Yeah, really. A hardwood war.
It was awesome watching.
God, is this going to take its toll on Steph? Boy.
The Curry Accords.
I know somebody that took the over in that game and didn't realize it was only 10-minute quarters. Carter.
Oh, boy.
I said, Carter, you my boy. That's the stuff.
Every Warrior fan should feel so much better.
No, seriously. I almost want to hit you to tell you to hit play again.
Why?
I want to hear it again.
Okay.
Seriously, man, he just gave me closure.
I'll set it up.
Yeah.
I'll set it up.
Thank you, pal.
First of all, you're going to want to comment. 888-957-9570. And what I'm telling you is what you're going to hear next will give you complete closure to the Klay Thompson situation. It will also make you feel better about the entire thing, and it will also make you feel better about next year's Golden State Warriors. Take it to the bank. Take a listen.
I've been with Klay for 10 years, and these last few years have not been easy. You know, coming off those two major injuries, trying to battle back to become the player that he was. He's his own worst critic. You know, he's had a tough time. I think everybody has seen that from afar. And he and I have shared, you know, so many conversations over the last couple of years, just trying to help him through it. And I just think he's at a place now where he needed a change, just like people all over the world sometimes need a career change, a change of scenery. And it's as simple as that. So as sad as it is to see Klay go, I completely understand where he's coming from and, of course, wish him nothing but the best. I mean, what he did for me personally, but, of course, for the team, the organization, the Bay Area, that'll never be forgotten.
All right. So I hear that on Willard and Dibbs, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty open stuff. But there was a follow-up, and here was the answer. Even more revealing.
The difference for me as Klay's coach is, you know, from 2014 to 19 pre-injury, Clay was unflappable. You know, he rarely required much maintenance from me as a coach. He was just so happy playing and playing at a high level. And, you know, I would check in with him and he was always fine and loving life. And that changed after the two injuries. You know, he's struggled to try to get himself back to that level. And even though I think he played really well at times for us over the last few years and obviously helped us win a championship in 22, you look at the numbers, you know, even though this wasn't his best year, you know, he still averaged 18 points and shot, I think, 39% from three, something like that. So, you know, he's still a really high-level player. It's just in his own mind, and I think in the minds of everyone watching, you know, he wasn't the same guy and as he was prior to the injuries, and Clay really struggled with that. And I think the stuff that went on organizationally, honestly, that I think that stuff is all sort of just a byproduct of the frustration with the injuries. And we were always, you know, in great stead with Clay in terms of our relationship and, you know, communicating how we felt about him. But he, in the end, really needed this career change, and I think it's going to be good for him.
We no longer have to ask what happened with Clay and the Warriors. Like, we really don't. I'm sure a detail may slip out, but gosh, it was meant to be. Mm. The breakup I'm talking about. 2 years in the making. Yeah. And now I feel like that gives me, I mean, that's great perspective where I can see everybody's point of view in a way.
It doesn't necessarily answer, though, why Clay's camp were the ones that were sending contract offers and the Warriors would not counter.
Because there was
one side that still had interest, obviously.
Allegedly. I mean, I don't, but I think Clay knew
that they didn't want him.
Exactly.
Yeah, that I know that's harsh, Evan, but that's what I'm getting from it.
No, I agree.
And also, if you know they don't want you, put a contract in front of them because you know they're not gonna respond to it.
Well, but the tail end of that comment, the organizational stuff was a byproduct of the injuries.
Right.
The organizational stuff as far as not wanting to negotiate a potential future.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. This is what I...
That doesn't have to do with Clay.
This is what I took is that there wasn't a number that they would have taken Clay back with. That's what I'm starting to believe. And there wasn't a number by the end of it. I don't know if he would have taken any number.
And that's why there was no...
Exactly.
Wow. But there was a number, 24 annually, 248.
Well, that was before. Yeah. That was before the year.
But had he signed that, he would be here.
That was before the year. I just feel like there's a lot of clarity. And I completely
get it. Do you think Clay and his camp, Evan and Stani, are looking at that contract offer as maybe he'll never admit it. That was the one that got away. Or was he really, they sent their message by only offering 2 years for me. Really? Like that it's over. He took that as they don't want him.
I think the contracts are kind of...
It's just a safe face.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't think it's really... the money and all that's overly relevant. I really don't.
So you don't feel the way you do now after hearing... I'm just asking, like Clay's like, so Draymond's going to get four and you're only going to offer me two. Do you still feel like that caused... like he was still pissed off about that? Because I would be.
Obviously he was. What I also heard Steve Kerr say was... Like, if Klay Thompson really wanted to be here, okay, and he said, I'll take the vet minimum. Well, of course, at that point, the Warriors would be like, fine. But he was never going to do that. But what Steve Kerr also told me in that answer was, Klay was becoming a problem. He just was.
Oh, man. No doubt.
So I'm starting to believe that It was a basketball decision for the Warriors in terms of it wasn't so much that they couldn't see him diminishing, it's he couldn't, and there was gonna be friction
no matter what. Right. It's kind of like I was saying, like he was, you couldn't ask him to come off the bench here.
Yeah. And this is a big, Kirk can't say it, but he said it without saying it, Stoddy. Not having to deal, and he probably hooked Clay up sometimes, putting him back in games, knowing he shouldn't be in. There's no doubt that happened. But the burden, the relief that Coach Kerr has, and we talk about just on the court, but just imagine that freedom or peace of mind he has now. Every move or substitution he knows, you know what I mean, is about basketball.
Exactly.
You know, Clay got hooked up. There were times he got put back in the game. You know what I mean? Come on. Well, Kerr, that's my guy. You know, and some nights it didn't go that way, but there were many nights you're watching that game, you're like, why'd they put Clay back in?
Steve's in Fairfield. Hey, Steve. How you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Oh, thank you.
Steve Kerr put a nice little bow on it. It sure sounded nice coming out. I don't buy it. And here's why. I have no closure. I have no peace of mind as a lifelong Warriors fan. And here we go. Number one, Clay didn't bench himself. Steve Kerr benched him, which was a mistake. Number two, we haven't heard Clay's side. And what do I mean by that? Clay spoke at the conference about how he just didn't have any joy anymore. I was in human resources administration for 25 years. One thing that Clay knows, because he's smart, and his handlers definitely know because they're smart, is you don't go to a new job talking about how you felt disrespected by the coach, how you were done wrong by Joe Lacob on the greens, how you were done wrong here. You do that and you're already tainting yourself at your new job. So when you go to a new job, hey, why didn't you? Oh, you know, I was just looking for better opportunities. I sure like what I have here. This looks like a great environment. There was really no joy there, but we don't need to talk about that. The joy was kind of missing. It's best for both that we move forward. Clay's true story will come after
that
come
is
out
the-
after Clay stops lacing it up.
But like
that's
that is
when his true story is going to come out.
But Steve, I think you nailed it. That is the true story.
Mm.
Like the true story is that the Warriors got tired of him, and he got tired of the Warriors. Kind of, you know what I mean?
Well, but what I'm saying is, we heard the Warriors side. Remember, the Warriors are a billion dollar company, and they're first class. They're first class, but they're looking at their image. What do I mean by that? Let's look at what Steve Kerr was saying. Steve Kerr was out to the media saying, we desperately want to keep Clay. We desperately. If you wanted to keep him desperately, you would have offered him whatever. Okay, I'm not saying they needed to. I think it was better for both sides.
Right.
But they would offer him. But he's out there saying desperately want to keep him. There's image painting, okay? There's images that have to come on. Like I said, Clay is not in a position. His handlers have told him. I would advise Clay, you're not in a position to air dirty laundry right now. I think in the end, things will all be better when his statue's there and all hurt feelings. But believe me, you have not heard Clay's side of the story.
Well,
you will hear that after he stops lacing him up.
Gotcha, Steve. Thank you. But his side of the story is going to be the Warriors disrespected me.
No doubt.
Then this is exactly what I mean. We might get we're going to get some details, but the story is that Clay felt like the Warriors, our wonderful organization, treated him like S. That's a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.